Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, December 3rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from Hardy County Fire Rescue, come on down to Station 1 at 149 Katy Revel Road and jumpstart your holiday spirit. They have put up about 25,000 lights this year to music. Feel free to tune your car radio to 91.1 to listen along. Please feel free to watch from the neighboring parking lot so you don't obstruct the roadway. Your local events in just 6 hours. Join the City of Wauchula for Wauchula Winterfest, a tree lighting festival at Cruz Park. There will be free food, games, toys, and live music, plus a performance from the New Hope Baptist Church Handbell Choir. Parking will be in the field next to the Wauchula Water Tower. Cars must enter on South Florida Avenue and exit onto West Main Street. Trolley service will be available, and make sure to be there early because the tree lighting takes place promptly at 7:30 p.m. And Wauchula is bringing on all the Christmas cheer tomorrow. First up, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot, it's the Hardy Holidays Santa's Workshop event. It's free for everyone and includes face painting, milk and cookies, story time with Mrs. Claus, along with wooden toy making and selfies with Santa. And later, starting at 6 p.m. in downtown Wauchula, is the Toys, Trains, and Candy Canes Christmas Parade, presented by the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce. For more information, go to hardycc.com/Christmas-parade. And Power and Light Productions presents Bethlehem Nights, a live walkthrough interactive Christmas festival coming to the Hardy County Cattlemen's Arena from December 9th to the 11th. Celebrate Jesus' birthday with your family or group by taking a walk back in time through the dusty streets of our amazing recreation of the village of Bethlehem. Encounter over 100 volunteer actors portraying numerous characters, bringing the story of Christmas to life. Live animals, authentic sets, merchant shops, props, music, dancing, lighting, and a petting zoo make a truly authentic experience that will warm your heart and remind everyone that Christmas is a celebration of Jesus Christ. Tickets and food will be available at 5 p.m., and the village is open at 6 p.m. Their COVID recommendations, hand sanitizer will be available throughout the village. Actors will maintain space from guests, and masks are not required but are encouraged. For more details, you can visit www.powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. That's www.powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a residential services assistant. Team members must be 21 years of age and possess a high school diploma or GED, previous experience in healthcare, along with a CNA license and knowledge of American Sign Language are preferred. The Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for a lube technician, a Florida driver's license, U.S. work authorization, and 1 year of mechanic experience are required. And Dollar Tree is looking for a sales floor associate. Qualifications include general math skills, strong verbal communication skills, and a high level of integrity and honesty. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. this evening and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and your car a safer car. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us or read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 71 degrees out, feels like 75. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions mostly sunny. Shade temperature 69 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds north-northeast at 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 9 miles per hour. A humidity ideal at 48%. Air quality is fair. The dew point 51 degrees. Cloud cover 26%, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, patchy fog early in the morning. Highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, patchy fog toward morning. Lows in the lower 50s, light and variable winds. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear with lows in the upper 50s, light and variable winds. Sunday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with lows around 60 and highs in the lower 80s. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for today, tonight, and the weekend. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Farm Bureau Educational Leadership Conference made its return November 5th and 6th, giving participants equal doses of philosophy, technique, and fun at Augusta's Marriott Convention Center. Georgia Farm Bureau President Tom McCall told attendees it's important to get back to face-to-face advocacy for Georgia's farmers and invited them to the GFB convention this month. McCall thanked teachers, saying the future generation that y'all are looking after is going to protect what we do. The Federal Reserve Survey of Agricultural Credit Conditions shows farmland values rose in the third quarter this year. The value of non-irrigated cropland rose by at least 12% in all participating survey districts, with annual increases of more than 20% in some areas. Despite consistent concerns about the increasing cost of inputs, agricultural lenders expect farm income and credit conditions to remain strong through the end of the year, alongside higher commodity prices. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score issued a thank you to lawmakers for introducing the Defend the Blend Act into the House of Representatives. She says the act would offer some certainty in the marketplace, especially as we await the 2021 and 22 renewable volume obligations from the EPA. Score says retroactively changing RVO levels is completely unnecessary, adds uncertainty to the marketplace, and far exceeds the EPA's legal authority.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA has released its final cotton crop progress report for the 2021 season. The cotton crop harvest has been extremely active as the season wraps up. In fact, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the cotton harvest has advanced at a very fast rate.
Another 10 percentage points during the week to reach 85% completion overall by Sunday, November 28th. What a difference from a few weeks ago when we were languishing on both crop development and harvest progress.
Rippey says the pace of the nation's cotton harvest is also now significantly ahead of the five-year average. In Alabama, 85% of cotton was harvested by this last survey. That's slightly less than the 88% last year. Alabama's five-year average is 86%. In Georgia, 76% of the cotton crop has been harvested. That compares to 79% last year, and 83% is Georgia's five-year average. In Florida, 75% of the cotton crop was harvested. That compares to 68% last year, 72% the five-year average in Florida. All cotton production is forecast at 18.2 million 480-pound bales. That's up 1% from the previous forecast and up 25% from 2020.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks rose broadly on Wall Street as investors continue to monitor the spread of the new coronavirus variant, as well as measures that the U.S. and other governments are taking to restrain it. The S&P rose 1.4%. The Dow climbed 1.8%. The NASDAQ was up 0.8%. The tech-heavy index was held back by a loss in Apple after news outlets reporting that the company was seeing weaker demand for its iPhone 13. Small company stocks outpaced the rest of the market. The Dow was up 617 points today, closing at 34,639. The NASDAQ gained 127 to 15,381. The S&P added 64 to 4,577. New York oil rose 93 cents to $66.50 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In the NBA last night, the Hawks fend off the Pacers 114-111. Trae Young with two crucial free throws in the final seconds. Magic, from an early 16-point deficit, come back to beat the Nuggets 108-103 and end a seven-game skid. Wizards silence the Timberwolves 115-107. Cavaliers snap a 20-game losing streak in Miami dating back to 2010 with a 111-85 decision over the Heat. Celtics eked by the 76ers 88-87. It was the Bucks notching their eighth straight win 127-125 over the Hornets. Giannis Antetokounmpo scoring on a driving layup with just 2 seconds on the clock. Mavericks power past the Pelicans 139-107. Rockets win their fourth straight, hit the Thunder with their seventh straight loss 114-110. And the Kings snap a two-game skid, beat the Clippers 124-15, improved to 3-3 under interim coach Alvin Gentry. This is SRN Sports. College football news. The latest meeting on expanding the college football playoff wrapped up in Dallas without any announcement. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby says the CFP Management Committee made good progress, but work remains. The next meeting could come in January. A proposed 12-team model unveiled in June still at the heart of the discussions, and there's still hope that it can be implemented for the 2024 season. Notre Dame, which just lost Brian Kelly to LSU, is working on a deal to promote defensive coordinator Marcus Freeman to the head coaching spot. And championship weekend is coming up. Among the matchups Saturday, Georgia and Alabama in the SEC. Michigan and Iowa go at it in the Big Ten game. It'll be Oregon taking on Utah in the Pac-12. Wake Forest and Pitt compete in the ACC. And Oklahoma State and Baylor will tangle in the Big 12. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or you can visit them on the web 24 hours a day at fnbwauchula.com. And don't forget, if you have an account at First National Bank of Wauchula, you can manage your accounts anytime through their mobile banking system. Your quote for the day: whenever I find the key to success, someone changes the lock. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.